Oh man, we're live, aren't we? I almost didn't make it. I was doing something else and I looked at the time. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. I gotta get going. I was writing something there. Good to have you. This is Tuesday's Lyrics according to the itinerary, and we're gonna be looking at a song lyric from celebrity folk singer Bob Dylan. Everybody must get stoned. That's what he's most famously known for, that song, A Rainy Day, I think it's called. Everybody Must Get Stoned. We're not going to do that song, though. I know. What? You're singing that song and that's not the song you're going to do? No, that's a pretty simple song. It's all about getting stoned. What we're going to do is one of his songs called Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Now, that is a song we can open up, look at the lyrics, and have a discussion on. And there's a many great, wonderful things here taking place between a boy and a girl, I guess, man and a woman, and the many trials of a secular world and the way they do things and this, that, the other. Anyways, you'll probably enjoy it. Stefan Maia with you. Glad to have you. 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time over here on the East. And Added Souls is my website, addedsouls.com. If you want to check stuff out there, you go ahead and have some links to all kinds of work I've been doing throughout the years and whatnot. Addedsouls.com. Please consider becoming a supporting member when you sign up over at addedsouls.locals.com. That's where you're going to find some of my exclusive content. It's a freedom community. We can share all kinds of stuff over there. I've been growing that community. And share the link far and wide over here and all that kind of good stuff. I'll be having this video, obviously, here. It's now live on Rumble, but I'll be putting it on probably YouTube and Face Crooks and everywhere later on. That okay? The Early Bird Podcast Sessions. This is your first time. There's an itinerary to it. We do have a weekly aspect here from Monday to Friday. Mondays, we do the sermon Sunday. Tuesdays, we analyze the lyric. Here we are. Wednesday, we do a Bible study. We got into the book of Genesis. Thursdays, topical trips. Fridays, kind of go a different direction and talk about sociopolitical affairs. So if you think that's up your alley, by all means, subscribe. We'd love to have you. You may not agree with everything you're hearing, but if you're a reasonable individual, we can maybe, still be friends. Okay. Don't think twice. It's all right. Bob Dylan. We used to listen to Bob Dylan all the time. All the time. It was one of the often played records. 8 tracks. Cassettes. CDs. And now digital. Digital stuff, right? Digital stuff and streaming and all that good kind of stuff, right? Technology. Yeah, we used to listen to Bob Dylan. He was often where we were found in those old dirt roads, familiar faces, doing all kinds of stuff we shouldn't have been doing when we were young and rebellious. And one of his songs stuck out to us. We kept singing. We would sing it all the time, on our excursions. And it always had kind of a message that stuck with me and with us in the group, my past life there. And I thought we'd just read it together, you and I, and go through it, see what's weekend's finds. Let me just open up here in the app and make sure that we're rolling. Yep, okay, there we go. Excellent. I think we are live. Hopefully we are. Let me check on my phone once again. It's because it's been several weeks that I had been away there, and you'll know all about that in the coming days and weeks, but let me see here if I can open up the app on my phone and see if it's operational. Rumble, where are you, Rumble? There was Rumble. Yeah, live, there we go. Don't think twice. Okay. Just want to make sure I'm not putting in all the effort here for this podcast, and all along, it's not streaming live. That has happened once, and since then I've kind of like been wondering. I better just take my time with this and check to be sure. Bob Dylan's lyrics, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. I'm going to put that up on the screen right now. Of course, it's not up on the screen. There we go. I'm going to put my video feed on the bottom left, and there we are. Let's start her off, shall we? Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if and you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. So here's a relationship scenario, right, in this lyric. And, you know, Bob's, he's known. I mean, he can write music. He's in the realm of Gordon Lightfoot, James Taylor, you know, well-known, respected writers who can just write a kind of poetry in a song and a lyric that sticks with you about anything and everything. And here we have the dynamic, obviously, of a male and female and this lifelong story, experience of humankind, you know, between the two, male and female. And he's at this point speaking a story. And for those who have lived in the world, sadly, myself included there, and have experienced many different relationships with the female kind, this rings true, you know, on what's taking place after a while when the relationship has just suffered. There's not really any more communication. There's no longer a personal, intimate interaction and communication between the two. And there seems to be a void and a difference in interest, and the hearts are not in the same united place. And through the perspective, perhaps, of a musician, one who travels the road, a rambler. Down a rambling man. Maybe we should do that one. Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd. We should do some Skynyrd songs. They have some pretty good songs. Anyways, so Bob over here, Mr. Dylan, says, well, you know, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Let's not try to figure this out. Let's not give it any more effort. We've done enough. There's no true purpose at this moment that we should rack our brains and get all angst out and uncertain about this, that, and the other. We've been doing this for a long time now. So there's no use to take the effort to sit down and find the answers to what's taking place between you and I if you don't know by now. Like, if this has not been figured out on what's the problem between you and I, why take the time now? I mean, this has been years in the making. You don't know what's taking place now? No? Okay, well, this is, it's a useless conversation to have because it won't go nowheres. So ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, if and you don't know by now. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It'll never do somehow. Even at this point, which would be useless to try to find the answers if you don't know them by now, because you've not been paying attention to what has separated us, you know, throughout the years here. Though we are together in the same house, per se. You know, you don't get it by now. This is not going to... Anything we would try to find anyways would not matter, because you wouldn't get it anyways. It would never be enough. It would not be sufficient for you. It just doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It's an unfruitful and unhealthy direction to try to find answers. And even if there were answers, you wouldn't accept them. It wouldn't do. Wouldn't be enough. I'm done. And then he keeps going. And of course, this is a wonderful tune. Like the strumming of the guitar and the way he sings. And, you know, Bob's voice, you know, it's just something that sticks in your mind. He has that voice and he has that tune, that guitar going, that harmonica. And it's just, I don't know. It'll, for those of us who have lived as Gentiles, carried by the winds of the air, okay? Let's just put it that way. This here, you know, kind of hits home. It really is. It'll bring you to some many paths in life. And that's certainly what it does. So this is what's going on. Then he keeps going. Keep explaining this song. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. See? When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. I keep hearing it sung in my mind because I've listened to it so many times. I could probably sing this without looking at the lyrics. Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. Okay, so when your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. Like he's already explained, there's no use to try to have a conversation. It would be unfruitful. There's no use for it. If you don't know what's the problem by now, having a conversation and trying to give you answers, it won't suffice. It'll never do. It's done. I'm leaving. So when your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. It's really that simple. Like, there's nothing else to say now. There's nothing else to do. I have to leave. Okay? You're the reason. Like, you're the reason I'm traveling on. But don't think twice, it's all right. Don't live the rest of your life trying to figure this out. You've not figured it out by now. Anything that I would try to help you to figure it out, you won't figure it out. So I'm leaving. I have to leave. I'm going. This is what's happening. And you're the reason. Though you would never know why. There's no reason I could give you that. You're the reason. But don't worry about it. Don't go living the rest of your life like, I just don't understand what happened. It happened. Just accept that. And it's all right. That's it. That's it. And you know, I've had to do that. I've had to do that with some of the relationships I've had in the past. But I just don't understand. I know you don't. I know you don't. It's all right. I'm going. I'm just going. And then the lyric continues. And then ain't no use in turning on your light, baby. The light I never knowed. And then ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. There's something right there. Can you close the door, please?
Okay.
I'm live.
Oh, you forgot to close it?
Yeah, I forgot to close it.
Sorry for interrupting.
That's all right. I had forgot to close the door to my studio, so my son helped me out there. Okay, back to the whole lyric thing here, right? You guys finding this interesting? Okay. So, there. Oh, I had changed that. Oh, now what did I do? Ugh! Everything is destroyed. Now I have to start all over again. No, I won't. But I have to find the lyric to put it back on the screen. There we go. We got to it. Okay. So he goes through that section of the lyric, right? Okay. Now he goes into this one. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Now here it could be along the lines of perhaps this lady companion of his that's just not understanding that, that she's not getting this. And she's of a different interest, right? Perhaps it had to do with something religiously. Perhaps she is someone that was accustomed to living a standard life with moral, perhaps a Christian principle of sorts, you know? Like, why do you need to be a person? Like, maybe she's looking at him like, I don't understand why you don't want to live a principled life and have a family and all this kind of stuff. Like, why do you need to? And he's like, you'll never get it. You will not understand why my life is not as a Christian. My life is as a Gentile. I'm not all about going to church. I'm not all about having family and being a father. I'm not all about staying sober and reading the Bible and doing what's right. I'm not about that. So you can try to, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That don't work with me. I'm on the dark side of the road. I'm a Gentile. I want to live a worldly life. I love the world. I love what the world offers. And this is why it's kind of useless that we have this conversation about anything. You're not going to figure it out. You're not going to understand why I choose to love the world and I want to be in the world and do what the world does. And you want to follow what your mom and daddy told you to do, which is go to church. And you think you found someone that you can. No, this is not my life. This is not my life. So it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. You seem to know all about this thing. I wasn't born and raised in the church. I'm not a Christian. I go with the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Everybody must get stoned. So there ain't no use to it. There ain't no use me trying to explain to you, because you haven't figured it out by now. There ain't no use in me saying anything anyways, because you wouldn't figure it out anyways, somehow. It wouldn't be enough anyways. So I'm leaving. You're the reason. Don't fret. Don't allow this to destroy your life or anything. It's just what it is. So don't try to bring up this moral way of life that you were born and raised into, this small little country place where you go to church and everything's twinkly fine. I'm not that. I'm on the dark side of the road. I live as the world lives. You know, I'm just taking perspectives here. I'm just going through the lyric and seeing what it has, what it could, you know, what we could see within it. And then he says, but I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. Like, there's some major communication breaches. Communication breakdown. It's always the same. There's another one, Led Zeppelin. We might do that one too. But, you know, this is not working. This is not working between you and I. And though I wish you would understand what's going on, and though I would have hoped that you would understand that you're the reason I'm leaving, and that there would be some kind of a magic formula that you could speak of that would change my mind, but we never did any much talking anyway. You just did your thing, living life the way you want to live life. And I don't, that's not my life. Those are not my interests. So I'm just going to keep going on. I mean, it's not like if we were able to sit down and I was able to say, you know what? I want to live life this way and you're living life that way. So let's communicate about it and make it work, or let's not make it work. And of course, Bob Dylan went through some stages of faith and Christianity and belief in this and belief in that. I mean, but the guy is a secular guy. He goes with the wind and he's been through all sorts of, you know, he's experienced. I mean, the guy is an idol in the music world. He is coveted. He is protected. And he is definitely a god, lowercase g, of the world in the music industry, in the entertainment realm. And so he's seen all those things, and he's also come close to religious experience, like many musicians do, more so in the past than now. Now they're just flat out grotesque, perverted demons of sorts that have absolutely no redemptive quality. But back then in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, they still had a thought like, you know, I was born and raised here in the West, in the country, in a Christian nation, and God, the devil, good, evil, you know, all that kind of stuff exists. And you know, that facilitated a great many lyrics in them. So he's writing this kind of stuff. And you know what? I'm assuming that these are Bob Dylan's lyrics, though sometimes these writers, these lyricists, these folk singers, they will swap songs one another and they will share them. You'll have to forgive me. I didn't look if he actually wrote this or not, but it doesn't make any difference. The same thing is purposed through his mind, though I think he did write it. So I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay, but we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And the idea for us when we were listening to this kind of music, and typically you'd see that in our clubs, I mean, you'd see that where we would hold court. You'd see that when we just got into our vehicles and went to those old dirt roads. You know, there's all kinds of dirt roads over here on the East Coast, country land, and basically, you know, beer, drugs, girls, and music. That's how we lived. And that we found great pleasure in that. There's pleasure in sin. I mean, if there wasn't, nobody'd sin. That's Bible. The Bible says so. The Bible says there's pleasure in sin. So we listened to this, and for us, it was kind of like, we're making all these poor decisions in life, living in sin. And because of it, there's a lot of heartache involved. Broken relationships, right? Divorces, addictions to drugs, death, violence. There's all kinds of... The pleasure of sin, which is just temporary and immediate and fulfilling for a few seconds, has a long, lifelong consequence and chaos and turmoil and division. But we plaster it in, and it's a strange phenomenon in the mind, but we plaster it with sometimes emblems of a cross on us, like I got a tattoo of a cross on me, which is a symbol of me falling from the grace of God, me falling away from Christ, and stuff like that. And we'd have all sorts of misery, but we'd plaster it with emblems and rituals to perhaps alleviate our guilt. There we go, something along those lines. Now, why am I saying that? Because Bob over here saying, but don't think twice, it's all right. For us, it was kind of like, bad things are happening because we love to sin. But am I going to dwell on that? I chose to live life in sin. I chose to live a worldly life. And because of that, I'm going to be the recipient of a lot of problems. And that doesn't mean Christians don't have a lot of problems. They do. Is that, generally speaking, a Christian who is faithful to the words of God in the Bible will make better decisions in his or her life that will result in less problems. Generally speaking. Not always the case, but generally speaking. Well, in the world, we don't have that standard. We don't utilize that measurement. We just sin. And we live in sin. And we indulge in sin. And we fornicate, and we're adulterers, and we are idolaters, we're homosexuals, we're abortionists, we're drunkards, we're drug addicts, we're divorcers, we're violent, we're liars, we're thieves, we live in the world, and we are of a worldly people, and that's what we chose. So why fuss about it? Why make a stink about this? Why try to figure it out? If you haven't figured it out by now, you never will. Let it go. This is what I do. This is how we live. Don't think twice. It's all right. This is us telling each other while we were listening to this kind of music, living a very crazy life, saying, let's just enjoy it, man, for what it is, and then tomorrow we die and go to hell. So don't fuss and fight about it. Don't allow your mind to get too wrapped up with all the answers here. Let's just survive the day, have a blast, and hopefully tomorrow's another one. You know what I'm saying? Make sense to you? If you used to be a Gentile, you and I probably understand each other a lot more so. But if you're a Christian, that doesn't mean we're not friends here. If you're a Christian, perhaps it's giving you a bit of insight on how to communicate and reach out to the Gentile world. You got to be able to understand this kind of stuff if you want to be effective for Christ. I'm telling you. We Gentiles, we're real people. And we have emotional investment in a lot of stuff. And if you want to reach us, you're going to have to learn how to speak our native tongue and seek to understand our experience. Now, that doesn't mean you compromise your faith. That doesn't mean you sin with us or anything like that. And I'm obviously a Christian now, and I don't live this life. You need to understand that. But I'm speaking in a way so that it would make the illustration stronger in your mind. Okay, so Bob here says, but don't think twice, it's all right. So he keeps going. He says, so it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal. I can't hear you anymore. You know, he's headed down the road. He's gone. I've left you. I've left that life. I've left everything. It wasn't for me. And you're the reason, and it's just not going to work. So here I'm going. Your attempts to bring me back and redeem me and have me, you know, faithful in your world. It's not going to work that way. I can't hear you anymore. Like, I'm done with you. This isn't working out. It's not been working out for a long time. You don't understand it. You're not going to have the answers. And any answer would be given to you, it wouldn't do. It wouldn't suffice. It wouldn't be enough. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm done. It's over. And as he's heading down the road, right, I'm thinking and I'm wondering, walking down the road, he's leaving this relationship. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice. It's all right. Here's one of my favorite parts of the lyric. I'm thinking and I'm wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice. It's all right. There's another relationship involved. Right? There's another relationship involved. He's been walking around for a while, I think. I'm thinking and I'm wondering, walking down the road. So his mind's going here as he's leaving this relationship. You know what? I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. He doesn't even know he's a father, but he's been told he's a father. He has a child somewhere, somehow, with a woman he once loved. But this woman he once loved and left a seed with her, he gave her his heart, but she wanted his soul. You see, he gave her love as far as how the world gives one love, but she wanted him to give him his life over to her. And that wasn't going to happen. We can make love, and I can be there with you and have some laughs, have some wine, listen to some music. But my life, I'm not going to give my life to you. I'm not going to make that commitment. Why? Well, because he's a worldly individual who wants to live a worldly life. I'm not going to settle down and get married and have a white picket fence. It's not going to happen. So he's thinking about this. I've given her my heart. That means he's given her his emotion. I am emotionally invested in this person, but I'm not going to give her my life. Meaning, I'm not going to stop living the way I want to live for her. My emotions are with her. I feel for her. But I'm not going to give my life to her. She wants to live a certain way and have a certain kind of life. That's just not me. I'm a rambling man. But don't think twice. It's all right. Again, a lot of chaos, turmoil, division, children out of wedlock, you name it. But I mean, it's the life I chose. It's the life we chose when we chose to sin. So let's not allow it to ruin. Like, let's not dwell on this. Let's just let it go. So he says, so long, honey baby. Where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe. So I'll just say, fare thee well. It's done. It's over. I've left. I've got memories of other women and how my life is going and how I've decided to live this life. I'm not going to dwell on it. You should not dwell on it. It's just who we are. Where I'm going, I have no idea. I have no security in my life. I just go with the wind. Sigurd went against it. Against the wind. So I'll just say, fare thee well. Because goodbye is too good. You don't deserve that. That's not, but I'll give you the fare thee well. And then it finishes off and saying, I ain't a saying. Because by now she must be thinking, well, I'm like, was I so bad to him? I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better. but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice. It's all right. Isn't that interesting? I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Listen, this I'm not taking you to court or anything, okay? I'm not going to play that card. Now, could you have done better? Yeah, but it's all right. I don't mind. I don't want to make a fuss of things. I don't want any arguments. We chose this life. We made these decisions. Why fuss and fight over it? Let's just keep living on and going on. I don't know where I'm going. I don't particularly care what you're going to do and where you're going. Listen, it's just, it's over. You could have certainly done better. You did waste my time. Like, that's what happened. I would have rambled long before I have. But don't think twice. It's all right. And that is Bob Dylan lyrics, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right song. And it is one we sung a great many times and still do. I still have it on the headphones there at times. It brings back a lot of memories. But yeah, you know, that these song lyrics are interesting to me. That's why I wanted to find a position in the itinerary of the week where we got to discuss them, because this is how the world operates. This is how they think. And what is it from the Christian perspective, right? Well, the Christian perspective obviously is not going to live as this man's lyric goes. A Christian individual who is wise with the Bible and wants to do what's right is going to choose to live for Christ. And that may mean he or she gets married, but they're going to get married to a faithful candidate, stay married, perhaps be blessed with children, and live a good life and purpose for Jesus until they depart this earth and go to paradise. There's purpose in life, but you kind of have to remove yourself from the world, spiritually speaking. And, you know, these song lyricists, they're worldly people. When I was a worldly people, I wrote worldly lyrics. Now, my lyrics are in French, so I might translate them one day. I might translate them for you. They're still being played in some circles, interestingly enough. That's been a long time ago now, it seems. Over a decade, for sure. All right, my friends, that'll conclude this session for Tuesday's Analyzing the Lyric. We looked at Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right song. And if you find any value in that, please be sure to subscribe to the channel here and give us a rumble, leave us a comment, share the link far and wide. I'll also be uploading this video further on down the line. Typically, I do on either my YouTube channel or Facebook, my Facebook page. Everything's Added Souls. You Google Added Souls, you're going to find my website's addedsouls.com. If you go to my website, you'll find all, that's kind of the hub location for all the links and everything. Yeah, and I'm going to keep growing this and then growing my studio. But I need your support. That's how this functions. So if you find value in the things I do and in the material I produce, the content being created, why don't you support that? You can sign up to addedsouls.locals.com freely. You can sign up for free, but you can choose to support there monthly. And you can also donate through PayPal. addedsouls@gmail.com. That's in the show notes. That's in the show notes. And yeah, that's what's going on. So please stay fine, stay okay, do what's right. And Lord willing, we'll see each other tomorrow where we have on our itinerary. Let me put it up on the screen here. Wednesdays is Bible study. And we've been going through the book of Genesis. We're going to get into some very interesting stuff tomorrow. So Lord willing, 8 a.m. Atlantic Daylight Time, if you join me, we'll keep studying in Genesis. In Genesis. Well, stay focused, stay positive, Stefan Maya with you. Peace out.